And now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Gisler, G-E-A-S-L-E-R, November 3070, addressed as a letter to Dr. Anne, A-N-N, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, 774-79-7590. Dear Dr. Wiggins, follow up Mr. Gisler. Biopsy proving IgA nephropathy last visit in December comes accompanied with wife. No hospital visit. Trying to do a healthy diet. No vomiting dysphagia. No blood melena. No diarrhea. Fominess of the urine is stable. No gross blood. No abdominal or back pain. Stable edema. Presently no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Review system done. Medication list review. I will highlight for blood pressure, full dose of losartan 100 milligrams, Norvasc 10 milligrams, metoprolol, tolerating Jardiance without urinary symptoms, started on statin for cholesterol, also fish oil, present blood pressure 124/77. Lungs clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no gross ascites, 2 plus edema bilateral, chronic stuttering, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. Progressive renal failure, creatinine up to 2.74, representing a GFR 27, stage 4. A normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis with high chloride. Low albumin from nephrotic syndrome, normal calcium phosphorus, no gross anemia. I want to review with you the renal biopsy that was done in December, IgA deposits, areas of focal, global, as well as segmental glomerulosclerosis, moderate tubular atrophy, and interstitial fibrosis, moderate arteriosclerosis, and a focal area of neutrophils and eosinophils. The AXFOR classification will be M0E0S1T1C0. He does have nephrotic range proteinuria. With a 24-hour urine documented around 6.6 grams. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We have a prolonged discussion, patient and wife, about the IgA nephropathy, the biopsy findings, the progressive worsening kidney function, underlying nephrotic syndrome. He is on maximal supportive care with full dose of ARB losartan, other blood pressure medications, on Jardiance, on cholesterol management, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We discuss about immunosuppressants. He will be considered a high risk, but at the same time has advanced disease, not prohibited for gentle immunosuppressants. Most of the nephrotic syndrome probably representing podocyte, P-O-D-O-C-Y-T-E, foot process effacement, documented at 75% of the capillary surface. This might respond to steroids. This might help also with the areas of interstitial nephritis. We agreed to do a trial of low-dose prednisone, 40 milligrams on a daily basis. We discussed all the potential side effects of this medication. We will do pneumonia prophylaxis with Bactrim 3 days a week. He will need to take PPI for gastritis ulcer protection. We will check for blood pressure at home. We will check for hyperglycemia. He has no history of diabetes. The Jardiance was for kidney protection. We will monitor for side effects and potential improvement of the proteinuria. He understands that he is facing dialysis probably within the next 1.5 years or potential transplantation. All questions answered. End of dictation.